teenage girl from Evesham and another from Wolverhampton have been sentenced to a year in custody after admitting trying to kidnap three babies. Our reporter Wesley Mallin was in court.
The court in Derby heard 18-year-old Holly Kelland from Wolverhampton had lost a child but continued to lie to her family about still being pregnant. The lie led to a plot to kidnap a very young baby. Holly recruited her friend, 17-year-old Cody Farrer from Evesham, and a Facebook account was set up to dupe mothers into giving their addresses by offering them free baby clothes. In the Derby case, Cody Farrer posed as a social worker and persuaded a mother to hand over her baby, but she got nervous and gave the child back. The pair were both given 12-month detention and training orders. They'll serve at least 6 months each.
The Greek authorities say Egyptian crews searching for a missing plane have found human remains, seats and luggage in the Mediterranean. 66 people were on board the EgyptAir flight, travelling from Paris to Cairo early yesterday morning. It's not clear what caused the plane to crash or what happened in the cockpit for 12 minutes as air traffic controllers tried to contact the crew before the plane disappeared from the radar. The Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, said Britain was ready to help in the recovery operation.
We've offered the Egyptian government any support that it requires in searching for wreckage, in analysing anything that is found. So far, we haven't had any requests.
A woman has been critically hurt and three others injured in what appears to be an indiscriminate stabbing in a car park in Hampton in West London. Police have arrested a 60-year-old man. A former soldier from Bromsgrove who was caught dealing drugs in Thailand is to appeal his 50-year prison sentence. Lance Whitmore's case is to be heard in September, according to his lawyer. The Bulls' big day at Wembley is nearly here. Hereford FC are playing Morpeth in the FA Vars final on Sunday and have announced there'll be an open-top bus tour through the city on Monday to celebrate the success they've already had in the league. The club's flag is also flying above Hereford Cathedral to see the players off before this weekend's game. The Very Reverend Michael Taverner explained the thinking behind that.
Well, it's a great day coming up, isn't it, for the club and for the whole of Hereford. And the cathedral and the club, they're both very important parts of Hereford City. So it's right that we should support each other. It's all about community, about pulling together. So we must support each other.
And England and Sri Lanka are playing the second day of the first test match at Headingley. The home side have now been bowled out for 298, with Johnny Bairstow making 140 on his home ground. Sri Lanka have reached 8 without loss in their first innings. Your weather: skies clouding over during the afternoon with patchy rain arriving towards the evening. The weekend starts with more cloud and patchy rain, staying changeable throughout. Today, highs of 17 Celsius, that's 63 degrees Fahrenheit. It's 4 minutes past three.
Tammy Gooding, BBC Hereford and Worcester.